We in the postseason, we in the postseason. We bragging, boasting, toast, we got the most reason. If you don't root for the Clips, then you a ghost reason. And all them haters loving Lakers, we just love and leave them. We in the postseason, we in the postseason. Luka, don't you just think, BG be breezing. Through the first round, downtown, final season. Beg your pardon, James Harden started raining threes in. Got me believing that Kawhi fun guy get his third finals MVP, man. We in the postseason, we in the postseason.
That's the sound of the mourn as we mourn another loss. That's two in a row. Hi, everybody. I'm Chris Kowild, all sorts of banged up. With me, as always, is Burbank Hank, everybody.
It toot, gives toot. Me no joy to remote ring the bell at being right that we went into Dallas and lost. And now my real hope that I'm going to... What is it? Manifest? That seems right. Is that
sure, prophesize.
Is that I am further correct that we split
that we win game four.
That we split Dallas because holy cow, Clippers fans, we really got it handed to us tonight.
So in this series, you know, the Clippers played great and won game one.
Yeah.
The Clippers played abysmally.
Ugh.
The Clippers played game two. And we still were in it. And that was like the great takeaway was, well, we played like a bunch of Clippers, but we still were right there. And then I think game three, we didn't play great, but like we didn't play horribly as much as they played great. This was the first time we saw Dallas play great this series.
Well, I mean, sure. I suppose we did have.
The team played great and Kyrie. Went off
right,
and did crazy Kyrie things. But like we saw from other guys that weren't named Luka Doncic,
right.
Chubby Baby.
They were very good as a team today. We also had, they had 8 turnovers. We had 19 turnovers, Chris. We did not play well.
I was going to guess 20. I was going to guess 20 and I would have been damn
ding,
close.
Ding. We were not good.
Hey, can we address the 50,000 ton elephant in the room?
Okay.
You've gone crazy for the bell. You rang the bell on the last episode, and now you're just dinging. You won't stop talking about the bell.
I like it.
You're bell obsessed.
I want one. I might have to try to get one.
It's great.
We once again shot poorly.
Right, but we didn't shoot as horribly as game two.
It's not possible. It's not. You couldn't. You couldn't while still playing the game.
We did do some very head-scratchy things like not shoot a field goal.
Oh, my gosh, Chris.
And have it go in for the first several minutes of the second
you could
and third
honestly
quarters.
Start, you could start a clock, an NBA game clock, and let
right.
every Clipper put on a blindfold and kick soccer balls from the half court and shoot better than we did in game two. And you couldn't shoot worse. And honestly, the only thing that made this – less of a like it would have been an even worse shellacking if the Mavericks had been decent from three and they weren't. They were terrible from three and Luka put up 14 threes to make three of them.
Yikes.
I mean he was not the answer tonight, but the rest of the team came on strong and I don't know what is more true here, if it's that Dallas's reputation of being bad at defense, that they figured us out and have been playing great defense. They have been playing great defense. They were great tonight. They stifled everything we tried to do. Or
sure.
are these pieces that they got late in the season, trade deadline, whenever these extra guys came in, are they the answer? Is PJ Washington the reason why they're good? Because he's known to be a great defender, for example. He's a great defender. And he's a journeyman who's now playing for the Mavs. But regardless, they're playing great defense.
You were watching the ESPN coverage with Doris Roberts and J.J. Redick.
Yeah, which means I missed the first half of the first quarter. Sucks.
I know, because of the stupid OT game of Indiana versus who cares Milwaukee. Doc versus Nurse.
It's like a medical drama. That's fun.
I guess. So I watched Seaman and Fratello, and Seaman kept saying ad nauseum, they say the role players play better at home. He said it like a dozen times. We were down a dozen going into the fourth. And the role players, these Washingtons you speak of played great at home. They played great at home. This was, like I said, the first game Dallas played great, and it wasn't Luka. I'm talking about the Mavericks. The Mavericks played great. Luka was his usual dramatic self. He literally hobbled over to the score table and limped out into the... It was all fake.
Oh, my gosh.
Came back with a leg brace.
Yeah, not true.
And didn't really do anything. It was all Kyrie Irving and the supporting cast.
Yeah.
I did like that they went to Zoo early. I didn't like that PG got into foul trouble. But there's two big Clipper things that I really want
to
talk
about.
Well,
real quick, though, just to push back a tiny bit, Luka shot terribly, but he was one assist away from a triple-double. Yeah, he was great rebounding and assisting. He just wasn't shooting that well.
Well, I was literally double digits away in three different categories from a triple-double myself.
Sure.
And you don't see me clucking around, ringing the bell about it. But had I had double digits in three categories, I would have had a triple-double. And you don't see me clucking and ringing, do you? Cluck, 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 cluck. You don't see me. You hear me. You don't see me do it. You hear
me
do it.
It's not a TV show. It's a podcast. What are your Clippers boners of contention?
So there's two things that we have to talk about. And one is kind of fun, and one is just so depressing.
Oh,
so
no.
What would you like me to lead with?
Oh, no, the fun one. And
I thought the Russell Westbrook answer to chubby baby Luka Doncic's theatrics was fantastic. And so what happened, obviously, look, if you listen to the show, you're watching all the Clippers games, or you're really confused. So tonight, Russell couldn't do anything. He was 0 for everything. He literally was 0 for 7.
0 for 7 from the field, 0 for 4 from 3, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 1 assist, by the way, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. The 2 blocks are nice, but 1 assist to 2 turnovers. Twice as many turnovers as assists. Terrible.
Quadruple single. Quadruple single.
1 point. Negative.
Quadruple single.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible.
So with about 6 or 7 minutes left in the game,
we're
like 16 points down. I mean, it's just the writing's on the wall. And so it just doesn't seem like anything's going right. And we're just not going to win this game. And the improbable Clipper clutch comeback is not happening. And then he fouls Luka Doncic, chubby baby. And he grabs him on the arm. And it's just like a normal foul. And Doncic flops. And Russell says, all right, you want to see theatrics? You want to see theatrics? Let's do some theatrics. And he put on his drama masks. And he did stage combat. He said, you flop. And he pushes Luka Doncic. He went over and he said, you flop. And he pushes chubby baby. And I was all in for it. Now, what happens? Dallas Mavericks have to retaliate. Somebody, I don't know, maybe it was Washington. I don't remember. I don't really know the Mavericks.
He already
had a T on him.
Yep.
He comes over and pushes Russ. Russ goes to push Washington, except for now Maxi Kleber's in his way. So he pushes Maxi Kleber to push Washington. And it was just honestly great. I loved it.
Real fun.
I loved it because Russ did nothing.
Didn't matter.
Game was over.
Exactly.
Anyway. So he actually got more technicals than he did points. He got 2 techs and got thrown out.
Yep.
And I believe you're telling me he had 1 point tonight. And so, honestly, I was like, well, this could be a rallying point. This could give everybody a timeout. This could possibly change momentum. And it certainly stopped the bleeding. So I was all in for it. And I want to hear your take on the Russell Westbrook
theatrics. I loved it.
I got texts from people in real time that were like, what's he doing? Why is he doing this?
Oh,
and I was like,
because who
cares? I'm loving it.
Because you needed to get guys kind of fired up. I mean, it didn't hurt anything, you know? And yeah, it just, I really had so much fun watching it. And I was glad that it didn't get worse.
Right.
You know?
There was some Terrence Mann nonsense that they never really caught why Terrence Mann was upset and just went over and pushed a guy.
Wasn't that Washington also talking to our bench? I think maybe it was. And then
probably. And Mann was on the bench for
it. So I mean,
if
Westbrook had pulled this sooner and gotten himself and Washington throw it out, it might have helped us. because Washington was pretty nice playing today in the power forward spot. He had 10 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals,
great.
A block, and assist. You know, it would have been
all
nice,
their supporting players were great.
But, I mean, they ended up playing their full frickin' roster again.
Well, because of the garbage minutes. I mean, we saw Brandon Boston Jr. We saw Bones Highland.
Oh, they only had
we
3
saw...
guys play what I would call garbage minutes. Everyone else played 12 or more minutes on the Mavs.
Oh,
they
there
just
you
had
go.
A nice rotation.
Oh, hell yeah.
But, you know, we
got
just
that home
got
cooking.
Beat. We just got beat. They just played better defense. And, frankly, I have a feeling what I would say next. I have the worst pit in my stomach that it is the depressing thing that you want to talk about. So why don't we go into it? Why don't you broach the subject?
First of all, I'm a huge fan of buttons, pins, and brooches.
Sure,
I like any sort of flair that you can just kind of razzmatazz yourself up with. I've got several hats. I've got a straw hat I'm looking at right now with all sorts of beach badges. On the East Coast, they make you have a beach badge. They charge you to go to the beach. It's insane. Here in California, you just walk onto the beach for free, man. Like, it's free. It's the beach.
People
but
live
anyway,
there. Must be nice to live at the beach.
I love a fancy button. I love and a fancy button is called a brooch. So let's broach it. Let's approach the brooch. And I might need to smoke a roach because it is depressing.
Oh, boy.
The man is a shell of himself.
Oh, we are. Yeah, Kawhi Leonard. He's
Kawhi
not whole.
Leonard.
Here's the first red flag for me.
So many turnovers.
Was him dunking on the Paul George alley-oop.
Yeah.
And then not dropping from the rim. He hung from the rim for an extended period
asked,
of time.
And then asked, guys, catch me. Guys, catch me.
Bring the ladder. They brought the ladder out that the NCAA guys used to cut the net down. And then there was more than one.
They brought
play.
Out the mats from the dunk show, the dunkers.
Yeah.
They have the trampolines, red, and then they land on the mats.
The panda
big,
lady
mats.
With the bulls on her feet came and picked him up.
Red panda.
Red panda with a
catch me with your bulls
unicycle.
And your unicycle.
Catch me with your bulls.
Catch me.
Except you said, catch me with your bulls.
Well, what's crazy is you bring up a good point that I didn't even notice. So he dangles, says, catch me. And then he, by the way, goes to the bench and sits out for like basically the rest of the game.
And there were multiple times during the game where he got a little tangled up trying to make a turn into the paint. From the three-point line, he got a little tangled up and immediately froze in a way. If you've ever had any kind of nagging muscular injury or back injury, you know when you tweak something and you just kind of freeze. And he was doing that, actively doing that during the game.
There's a glitch in his matrix.
You could tell he was hiding a limp. You could tell, and after that possession, he turned around, ran down the court. You could tell he was kind of hiding a limp. I think he doesn't want it to show, but I don't think he's well. And so it leads me to the question I would have if we were now sitting in the around with people who would know. I'll say it that way. The question I would have is, did we win game one because the Dallas Mavericks came out flat, because they hadn't played in 9 days, because they had an 8 versus 22 quarter, and they didn't expect Zubats to be so dominant, and we shot a historic high game and they shot a historic low game? I mean, that's hyperbole. They weren't really historic, but very low and very high games. Is
8
that,
points in the second
and,
quarter
and
I mean
then,
held to 30 points and a half. That is kind of historic.
And then they figured all those things out and we came back to earth with our shooting and they corrected
or,
back to the normal thing with their shooting, and that's why I've been losing.
Or is Kawhi-ability.
Is it because he's hurt and he hasn't played for a month and he's not in the rhythm of the team and all the things we did to figure out without him? And is it just true? And this is a real question. It's not rhetorical. I don't know the answer. Is it just true that you really can't throw a guy in game two of the playoffs and have him be a positive impact? And I don't know the answer. It's
possible. He did not get better from game two to game three. If anything, he got worse.
And so you know the casual fan in me, the non
coach. There's nothing casual
says,
about
oh God,
you.
I'm really
and the
not
Clippers.
Casual. Like, it makes me want to ask, do you sit him back down? Do you say his knee hurts to save face and sit him back down and see what happens? Or because the truth is, he's great. He just hasn't
been. He hasn't been. Kawhi.
But he did get 9 rebounds, and he did shoot 4 of 7 from the field. 4 of 7 is one of the best shooting showings we have in the freaking team. Paul George, 3 of 11.
We're not a team that only wants Kawhi to shoot 7 times, though.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. And yes, he had the 9 rebounds. And yes, in game 2, he had the 4 steals. But if you have the box score in front of you,
I do.
The man had many, many turnovers tonight. Unforced turnovers.
Yeah, 4
dribble
turnovers.
Off his leg. There you go.
4 turnovers. And Harden.
How many assists?
Harden was one of the best shooters on the team, and he had 5.
I mean,
5 for 5.
Here's the thing. No, nothing was clicking, so it's like Harden is the point guard.
Oh,
he's going to be passing
5 of 8.
The most.
Harden was 5 of 8 from 3, so he's certainly not the problem. And Powell,
I'm not mad at James
6.
Harden.
They were not. They were 9 of 12, that is, or 9 of 14 from 3 between the two of them. Well, Paul George, once again, was 1 of 6.
Blech.
It's not great. It's
Paul
not
George
great.
Got into foul trouble, so had to play kind of timid. We need big PG on Sunday. We need Norm to put up more shots because he's actually shooting really well in the series. He's shooting over 50% in the series. He's just not putting up enough shots. I think James Harden's been great. I think Ivica Zubac has been phenomenal. But Kawhi's ability needs to be addressed. And Russell Westbrook also, I know the highs and lows of Russ, but like I can live with those more if we don't have Kawhi ability. And also I'm trusting Ty Lue to manage Russ's minutes.
Yeah, I mean
and manage
I think,
Russ.
I think Russell Westbrook is we've talked about this before. He's an irritant in a different way than Patrick Beverley, in that Russell Westbrook to me maybe is a better basketball player. He's a better basketball player than Patrick Beverley. He's not just an irritant. But
100%. Pat Bev's not going to the Hall of Fame.
But the similarity between Westbrook and Pat Beverley is that their irritation works really well until they themselves lose control.
Right.
That's where things spin out.
And so, again, he lost control tonight and took himself out of the equation, which honestly was a godsend because he was so horrible tonight.
Yeah.
So I was happy that he was out of the equation. Now,
wasn't bad.
I'm hoping if he has another crap game, first of all, I hope he doesn't have another crap game. But if he does have one, that tie takes him out and that Russ doesn't have to take himself out.
Now, don't look at the quarter-for-quarter score, although you may have it memorized. I know you're a numbers guy. How many quarters do you think we lost tonight out of 4 quarters?
Well, I know that the goal is to give no quarter, and I'm not sure what that means. And we're on year
two
of
it. How many quarters do you think of the 4 we lost?
So we 100% went into – we won – quarter one, we were up 5. It was 23-18 after one. I remember that well.
Ding, ding, dingers.
Okay, and then so we go into the half and we're down 13, which is an 18-point turnaround. So we certainly we gave the second quarter. So there's 1-1 split. My guess, because you're posing this question, we for sure. It might have been a little closer than it looked with the eye test for the third quarter, and then we had to have lost the fourth quarter. Although I guess we only lost by 11 when all was said and done. So let's say we won the fourth quarter, won the first quarter, and lost the second and third quarters.
We only lost the second quarter.
We tied
the fourth.
Oh, we tied the fourth.
We
okay.
won.
And we won the third.
Won the third by 2. We
Which
won
not
the
enough.
First
Got it.
By 5. The
right.
second quarter,
they killed us.
They killed us. We scored 18. They 18,
yeah.
lapped us with 36.
Yeah, they were plus 18.
36
yeah.
to 18 in the
go.
Second quarter. We just couldn't recover from that.
So what? So, and I'm happy to answer first. But what do you do? What does Coach Hank do? Okay, and this is always bad for sound. What is Coach?
Oh, no, that was not so nice to me.
Okay, good. I did it away from the microphone. He toots and he blows his whistle, Coach Hank. So what does Coach Hank do? Does Coach Hank play Kawhi on Sunday and see how it goes, knowing that he's gonna put him in the bench if he's not right? Does Coach Hank say, Kawhi, you're not right, we got to get you right for when we come back to LA, you're sitting out game four. What do you do, Coach Hank, game four? What do you do Sunday afternoon with Kawhi ability?
Well, at this point, you have to keep playing him. But I would say if we hear Kawhi's not playing because of right knee soreness, I would say that that is more than likely a mutual decision not based on right knee soreness. But I don't see any world where Kawhi Leonard sits out until he's sitting on his charter plane to Cancun. And I hope that that's not at the end of
the
round
box
one.
Watching the game.
I hope that's not at the end of round one. But I don't think he sits at all. And I don't know what I really don't have an. It's not that I want you to answer first. I don't have an answer to that because it's really tricky. He's the star we have on a frickin' extension. And we've seen him be great, but we haven't really seen him be great yet as a Clipper.
No.
Not really. Not whole. Not for any extended period of time.
I mean, in the bubble.
So,
in the bubble.
In
the first round. Actually,
but
we
after
did in the first
after
round.
After 5 weeks
of
rest or whatever that ended up being, three
but,
months
But also
of
in
rest.
the 21 first round and the four games leading up to the injury, he was great.
Yeah.
You know,
but,
in 21.
But not.
But that's not complete.
But not a full
not
season.
Complete.
Not a full.
Not a full postseason.
Continuous. Post regular season and postseason, but you're committed.
I don't even need. I
you've
mean,
committed
we talked about
to
it last
him.
Time.
You've committed.
We
to
talked
him.
About it last time.
So I think you have to play him because otherwise, what are you saying? If you bench him, you better trade him because what are you saying then? You just don't have confidence in him, unless he's hurt and he's not hurt enough to have not played 25 minutes in the game. He played more than
25
Terrence
minutes.
Mann.
25 minutes compared to game two where he played 36 minutes, I believe.
It is less. It is less.
I mean, if I'm honestly, I don't play him because he's in the way. And I just look at, well, what happened in game one? We didn't play you and we whooped their asses. And then we played you game two and you weren't, you know, yeah, you had some moments of Kawhi, but you were still a shell of yourself. And then in game three, you were really a shell of yourself, dribbling off your leg. Just like
dude, I just
like
think if you were gonna bench him, that would have been game. You would have benched him tonight because you're out of experimenting space. This was your game to
that's
experiment.
That's what I'm saying. That's why
too late.
That's what I'm talking
too
about.
Too late.
It isn't too late. It isn't too
so
late.
You're gonna bench him, but if you bench him Sunday and we lose, then you got to play him in the next game. It's too late to be flip flopping back and forth. You just have to commit, just like you committed to three more years of a guy who can't seem to stay healthy. In the same surgically repaired part of his body. And so
right.
Let me be clear. I by no means think this series is over. But
no,
we have to win on Sunday. We can't go back.
Oh, it's a must win.
1-3.
100%. 100%.
And I think we can. I mean, we
saw
it.
Because this is not Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving and LeBron James down 3-1. This is Kawhi ability and Russell West brain broke and James Harden who folds in the postseason traditionally and playoff P who got that name literally facetiously.
This is a bunch of guys with something to prove and they have to prove it.
They have to prove it. Now I think you're right in that Kawhi starts on Sunday and by God, I hope they figure it out. And by God, I hope he's back to normal. On Sunday.
But I wasn't able to watch the first 6 minutes of the game because of dumb TV not just holding our game.
It was all Zoo.
It was Zoo. So they went back to Zoo and it worked.
Points.
They went back to Zoo and it worked.
Yes. But then at the same time, you can't just keep going to that. And if you do, it's not going to end well is my guess. You know, just based on it works well in the beginning and then they adjust. And then you just have them there banging, getting offensive rebounds, getting open for dunks, getting picks and rolls. Sure, picks and rolls. But, like, you just don't go to him all the time when you've got Paul George, when you've got arguably the greatest ISO player of all time, James Harden, and then certainly when you've got Kawhi Leonard. If I'm coach, I don't play Kawhi just based on games 1, 2, and 3. I'm like, sorry, we shelf you and hope we can get past them, and then we play you again versus OKC. If we can get past them, we're going to give you a shot round two. But right now, you haven't proven to me you can do anything. Right now, you've proven to me you're a Kawhi ability. I'm saying injury is you know, inflame the knee, whatever the hell they called it. I'd inflame the knee back up and see if the guys can get past Dallas Mavericks, knowing that I think tonight was a fluke with their supporting players. All the pressure in the world is on them Sunday afternoon. And Kyrie Irving said it himself. When Kawhi, that's very confusing, a Kyrie and a Kawhi. But regardless, when Kawhi's not out there, Paul George, James Harden, they're going to play more free. They're going to be more free to shoot as opposed to think they got to get Kawhi Borg involved. So, I mean, that's what I would do. I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think what you said is going to happen. I think Kawhi Leonard starts. I still think this series is ours. You were right. It's going to be Clippers in 6 or 7. I was wrong. It ain't going to be Clippers in 4 or 5. And I, by God, I hope you were right, Hank. I hope
it's Clippers in 6 or 7. I also think we might be doing our Clipcast Sunday night for you to listen to on Monday morning and saying, wow, Paul George clicked. Kawhi Leonard needed 2 games to ramp up. He's ready to go. It's game 4. He was great. We didn't have to play him a ton of minutes. Like, that's almost the most frustrating part is that this is what the end result of playing Kawhi Leonard for 25 minutes when he's not 100% well. You want him to play 25 minutes and win. But we also need Westbrook to play great. We need Powell to shoot great every night. We need these guys.
We need Powell to shoot more, yeah.
Yeah.
And remember the game six?
I think they can, I'll say. I think they can.
Remember the game six hero? It was Terrence Mann with a career high that he still has not matched. I think he had 38 or something. He almost got a 40-piece in game six to get us to our first ever Final Four. We need somebody to step up. We need Plumlee to come off the bench and dominate and go, wow, maybe he is still that starting caliber center. We need Terrence Mann to come in and light it up, or hot coffee to get in double digits. We need desperately the Chris Wild six pack. And I am so ashamed to say this, but I mean, holy cow, if we got the Hank Dittman's Baker's Dozen six packs or whatever the hell you call it,
it's what feels good to the players, that's what they care about. The Baker's Half Dozen.
But if we can get 7 guys in double digits, obviously that's a huge W. But like literally, a Chris Wild six-pack does the trick. That means it's a full team effort. Terrence Mann having a career night like he did game six helps. Hot coffee obviously helps. Like I said, Plum Dog coming in and not, you know, making you long for Zubats helps. Zoo's been great. Harden has been great. I need PG big numbers. I need 3 guys to really go off. That's what I need.
What you don't need is for Paul George and Kawhi Leonard to not get double-digit points, to not get double-digit rebounds, to combine for 5 turnovers and 7 personal fouls between the two of them. That's what you don't need.
Right.
And I do think that won't be the case in the next game. I think they now have a full day to do some walkthroughs, to keep finding some things that work. But you guys have to have big games. If we lose on Sunday, we're in trouble coming home.
Ty Lue's known for making adjustments. So let's see what he does. Let's see if he's playing chess. Kyrie Irving was spectacular tonight, making circus shots. Paul George had the circus shot of the night, which should have been 3 the hard way. Falling down on the floor, hucking up a prayer, having it go in. But it was too little too late. We got it down to, I don't even think we got it to single digits really in the fourth. Maybe we did as low as 9, but it just, there was never that here we go, here come the Clippers moment. We had a great first quarter. James Harden was fantastic from 3 to help us out. But that second quarter was just, everything went belly up for our beloved Clippers. We capsized in Dallas, and we got to right the ship Sunday. It's definitely not legally, technically a must win in that it is 2-1. But obviously the task becomes quite Herculean if it's 1-3 Wednesday night back downtown Los Angeles. We need it to be 2-2.
Yeah. I feel bad for Kawhi. I just feel bad for Kawhi.
Of course. I feel bad for Clippers
Nation. And I do wonder, there is the part of me that wonders, like, is this because he wasn't allowed to do what he's been doing?
Load managing.
But, like, he's also load managed and not played in the postseason. This has happened in the postseason when he did load manage. But I feel badly for him. He looked genuinely bad out there tonight. So, and I want to make sure to our listeners, you hear us clearly. This is us feeling badly for him. This is not me trashing Kawhi Leonard. I love him, and I feel awfully for him. Like, it's a bummer when your body doesn't cooperate and your will does. Yeah, but I also think if it were his injury getting worse, they would have sat him. They didn't do that. He must feel like he's well enough to be out there. We all know darn well he's willing to tell people when he doesn't want to play because he doesn't feel good. And so he feels good enough, and now he's just got to find the rhythm. And the bummer is that it's happening against a team that finished the season hot. Like, very much clicking on all cylinders and ready to
And we haven't really seen them click on all cylinders until tonight. I don't think they clicked on all cylinders game one. Yeah.
Oh, they were pretty great.
I don't think they clicked on all cylinders game two, honestly.
Well, yeah, I mean,
they were really
you take Luka Doncic's performance from either game one or game two and put it in this game, and we got blowed out. But we were down 19 at one point. Like, don't believe the final score, Clippers fans. We were down 19 in the fourth quarter. They beat us.
Oh, yeah. They whooped our butts.
They whooped our sweet heinies.
Us.
They whooped our sweet heinies like parents in the 80s.
But I'll tell you something. The Mavericks have never won a game where they scored less than 100 until game two of this series. So we saw the Mavs show up tonight. Can the Clippers respond? I say yes. Of course they can.
Oh, yeah.
Respond.
Yeah, yeah. I think we can win Sunday.
I say Kawhi Leonard could get right in the next day and all of a sudden be back to fighting shape, because Kawhi Leonard does have playoff mode. He really does. Like, his numbers skyrocket in the playoffs. And right now he's got these two games that do not match previous postseason numbers for Kawhi Leonard.
Nope.
So I am very hopeful. I am bullish, as they say, about the Clippers rebounding and coming back. I think Norm Powell is going to get the green light. It's not that he's not getting the green light, but just get open, get the ball to Norman, and get him more attempts. Get him that 20-point fourth quarter that we know he's capable of.
Yeah.
James Harden, keep on keeping on. I think James and Zoo have been the best all-around two players on the Clipper team.
Far.
Which,
yeah.
Which is great, but you need PG to be in that conversation, and so far he hasn't. And then, of course, he's been a Kawhi ability thus far, so we need Kawhi. We need playoff Claw. We need Claw.
I still hold to my prediction that we split in Dallas. That means we win on Sunday, and we're going to see. Again, I don't think they'd have him out there if he wasn't capable of getting there and getting to the place he needs to be. But there's got to be urgency too.
Now, that being said, you would not be surprised if he was on the injured list. If he all of a sudden
I will be surprised. He'll be listed as questionable the entire series, I think.
Oh, okay.
But I think because that's what he was listed as today, right? He was listed as questionable.
I honestly don't know because I think he was.
I think that's what they're doing. But I think he plays every game this series.
And to be fair, I never deactivated the Clipcast's Twitter account. I deactivated the X account because Twitter doesn't exist anymore. And I was like, okay, I'm done with this. And by the way, my mental health went right up, skyrocketed after I got off that 140 characters or less. I challenge you to find me one character, let alone any character. If you can get to 140, I would eat my hat, sir. And it's a Clippers cap, and it's got the clips. It says clips across it, and it's mesh. And it would. I don't think it would go down very easy. Tonight's loss did not go down very easy.
No.
We didn't play particularly well. We need to rebound. It all comes down to Sunday afternoon. We're going to learn a lot on Sunday. Does Kawhi Leonard get the start? We say yes, he does.
Yeah, I think so.
But will he be playoff Kawhi? We don't know. We're going to find out Sunday afternoon.
We're going
on
to
Channel 7 ABC.
Hey, enjoy
on
a beautiful enjoy a beautiful Saturday in the Southland. It's going to be a gorgeous day out there. Got some cool, brisk weather. Sweet here in my sweet, sweet Burbank, it's going to be a 73 degree high and sunny. The weather report is far, far more comforting to me than this game was. Just enjoy your Saturday.
Wherever you're listening to this Clipcast, enjoy your Saturday. Relax. Maybe don't even watch any NBA basketball.
No, don't watch teams. Hey, don't watch teams. Here's my real advice to you.
Sunday afternoon.
Don't watch any teams that are fully healthy and performing to their potential. Don't do it. It'll only make you bitter.
It's too depressing.
It's too depressing.
It's hard enough watching Dallas play that way, let alone someone else.
But for sure, watch the Lakers game. Because they're going to get
swept
out of the building.
Oh, they're going to get swept. They're going to get swept out of the building. And that'll make me feel
home swept.
A little bit better about all of this.
Just a little. You know,
we are the best. I've said this so many times. We're the best road team in the calendar year 2024. I guess in the season, we're the third best road team. But since December 1st, we are the best road team in the NBA. We didn't see it tonight. We saw it in the first quarter, but we didn't see it in the complete game.
We saw it in 3 out of 4 quarters.
Oh, man. We got to see it in a complete game. And, you know, Brian Seaman brought up something really astute toot on the broadcast
astute
tonight.
Astute toot.
In the playoffs, every loss feels like it's the end of the world.
Yeah, it's rough.
In the playoffs, a loss just hits different. Now, that being said, a win is everything. We need one Sunday. Hank is confident we're going to get one Sunday.
Just like my Aunt Bonifant.
I'm confident like Hank's fictional Aunt Bonifant. We win 15 straight starting Sunday, and we are crowned NBA champions.
And it's because we sweep the rest of the postseason.
And Steve Ballmer takes his Microsoft savvy and clones the Larry O'Brien trophy and gives one to each listener of Clipcast.
Oh my gosh,
because
you can do it on a fancy 3D printer.
We deserve a Larry O'B Clipcast listener, Clippers Nation member. We're strong. We're proud. We will not be deterred. We will not be swayed. We have seen much worse than this, my friend. Much, much worse.
Well, equally worse, certainly.
I mean, seasons where we were lucky to get 20 wins season.
I'd prefer it to a great season that ends with Blake Griffin and Chris Paul on the bench injured. That ends with Kawhi Leonard yet again injured in the postseason. Like I would prefer
a
team a
20-win season
that's terrible with tickets that cost half the price.
Right. Oh, way less than that. Yeah, they were giving. They were literally giving
two
them
for one seats.
Away. I asked for Clippers tickets on Thanksgiving because my entire family was coming to town. I said, hey, can I get some extras Thanksgiving Thursday? And they gave me 2 rows of tickets,
yeah.
Hank.
Yeah.
2 rows.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get 2 tickets. I got 2 rows of tickets.
It's true.
I prefer the postseason. I prefer winning seasons. Yes, the injury bug and the Clipper curse, it's just brutal. But we will be champions in our lifetimes, friends. And I still think it's very, very, very possible this season. We have the talent. If Kawhi Leonard doesn't got it, we've got other guys
gonna win
that
on
can
Sunday.
Get it.
We're going to win on Sunday.
We're going to win on Sunday.
Final word.
Will
man.
We have Kawhi Leonard
yeah.
more than 25 minutes? He played 36 minutes game 2, 25 minutes game 3. Does that continue to trend down? Does he play 15? Or does he go back up to 30? We don't know. We're going to find out Sunday afternoon. We're going to see. We're just going to see.
We
and then, of
are
course,
going
we'll be there to
win.
Clipcast about it.
Yeah, we're going to win. We're going to win.
We're going to win.
We're going to win. Sound that we're going to win, horn. Oh, Lord, please. I've been so good.
Let's go, Clips.
We in the postseason. We bragging boasts and toasts. We got the most reason. If you don't root for the Clips, then you a ghost reason. All them haters loving Lakers, we just love to leave them. We in the postseason. Look at don't you just think Kawhi be breezing through the first round downtown. Final season.
I did get you off the ring. I did get you off that ring that ring monkey was on your back. I know you were jonesing for a ring fix, and I had to just, you had to face your fears, your ring fears. What? I'll get you a bell. I'll get you a bell.
I'll throw that in at the end. I got you. I did what you want.
I'll get you a bell.
I did all the things you asked for. I really hooked it up. I'll get you a bell. You want a bell? Buy yourself something nice, kid. Go get yourself some penny candy.
This bell came from ATV Studios, American University Studios.
I stole it
in the 90s because I always used to ring it. I used to ring this bell on my desk in my old talk show.
They weren't using it right.
And I rang that bell on Comedy Central. I ring the bell all the time on Clipcast. This bell is older than my son. God only knows how old this bell is from. I don't know how old it was when I got my hands on it, but I got my hands on it in the 90s, and we're in the roaring 20s, for God's sake. We're talking Bell. Hey, welcome back to Bellcast. I'm your host, Alexander Graham Bell.
I like Saved by the Bell.
And with me is my guest Screech from Saved by the Bell and Principal Belding.
And wonderful Kristen Bell.
Yes, Bellcast. Don't worry, Bell Nation.
And Joel Embiid, who very briefly, who apparently is suffering from Bell's palsy, and I'm not making a joke. I saw that today.
Oh, Joe Bell Embiid is what a lot of people call him. I'll never stop recording because this is Bellcast. Up next, 20 minutes of bell ringing. Oh, it's the worst.